By the time this is said and done,
I'll bet you $100
Democrat-liberal sipper
packs. 2-1. I bet you
David Leland is the former head of the Ohio Democratic Party and was an official with the Democratic National Committee. Mark Weaver has run several statewide and national campaigns for Republicans. And while they are friendly with one another, they don't agree on much, including who they think will spend the most money in Ohio's U.S. Senate race. Incumbent Democrat Sherrod Brown and his supporters, or Republican Treasurer Josh Mandel and his backers.
The union super PACs, the liberal super PACs.
I'll bet you $1,000 right here, Mark, that Josh Mandel outspends Sherrod Brown 2-1 with the super PACs.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You want to make the bet right now?
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Leland says while he thinks President Obama will win Ohio, he thinks Sherrod Brown will get more votes than Obama. Weaver says he's confident Mitt Romney will take Ohio, but he thinks Josh Mandel will also win because he says some Obama voters will also cast ballots for Mandel. Leland says political experts nationwide are zeroing in on Ohio as the state with the best chance to swing the presidential race one way or another. But Leland says polls have shown making U.S. Senator Rob Portman of Cincinnati the Republican nominee for vice president doesn't guarantee an Ohio win for Romney. And he adds that Portman's apparent popularity with national pundits may work against him.
I think that everybody was thinking that Portman was the obvious choice, but now because everybody thinks it's the obvious choice, I'm thinking that there may be some other, something else going on in that choice.
Weaver says he has no inside information on Romney's VP shortlist, but he says he's pulling for Portman.
I really believe Mitt Romney when he says there's only two or three people who know who's likely to get it. Now, I'm biased because Rob Portman's a friend and a client in the past, and I'm a big supporter of his. I think he'd be an excellent pick.
And while Leland and Weaver agree the economy will be Ohio voters' top issue, they disagree on how the voters will view it.
Things are definitely better than they were when Barack Obama started.
Is President Obama going to get the credit, or is John Kasich going to get some of the credit in Ohio?
Well, for looking from the poll numbers that John Kasich currently has, which is still having trouble breaking 40%, I think at this moment in time, in the next 4 months, I think if there's any credit to be given for the economy, it'll probably go to Barack Obama.
Nobody thinks that. But John Kasich will get the credit for Ohio's
and not President
economy.
Obama.
Well, no, because nationally we're in trouble. The only people who believe that the job situation is better under Barack Obama are the Democrats.
Leland adds that he thinks the U.S. Supreme Court ruling upholding President Obama's health insurance reform law will not have much of an impact on the presidential race because he says many voters have already made up their minds about the law. But Weaver says he thinks the decision will serve as a catalyst to drive those who oppose the law to the polls. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.